We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97 won the ticket. Yesterday, I was flipping around, and on the Big Ten Network, they were showing that Michigan Amazon show from about a year ago, which I highly recommend. Really good. You know, we know how it ends. They didn't end the season all that well.
Right.
But it's from not last season, but the season before, where they lost in South Carolina in the bowl game.
Yes.
And, that was the year of Wilton Spate and John O'Korn and
the rain game against Michigan State.
Yes. All of Brandon
Sean
Peters.
Gary was crying.
Yeah. All the above. So anyway, I highly recommend it. It's very good. But it got me to thinking, like, there's so many shows out there, and we always talk about, oh, what show are you going to watch next? Heather comes in every now and then and goes, oh, there's this great show. And I literally never heard mm-hmm. of, like, didn't you say there was a show, Blind or something you were saying?
Oh, Dark.
Dark.
Yes.
And it was some combination thereof. But I was trying to think of what is a show that, Stoney, we could come up with, or maybe the listeners come up with, which if it were on, you would watch it 24/7. And it could be a non-sports show. It's like, mm-hmm. like, for example, if there was a Bachelor channel, Heather,
yeah.
where you actually were watching the everyday. You know how Big Brother does Big Brother After Dark? You
yes.
can actually watch the Big Brother house. If you could watch the Bachelor house or the Bachelor house, you would watch that.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I've got something I would watch all the time.
What would that be? Dr. Pimple Popper?
No. And I wish that I could pitch this show to somebody. It would probably have to be more of a scripted reality show, but it would be kind of like a behind the scenes. You guys don't know what goes on at auto shows, behind the scenes of all the auto show models. That's what TV show I want.
Really?
Yes.
I'd watch that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You send all these good-looking people all over the world. You give them money to eat and drink and go out and have fun, and things get crazy.
First of all, I think ESPN should do a 30 for 30 channel. I think they should have ESPN : 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah.
Where all they're doing is showing 30 for 30s. Because even if I've seen one before, you know how, like, when you're flipping around and if you flip by TNT and they're showing The Fugitive? Greg, we're in. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're at the outhouse, hen house, chicken house, whatever house, or they're at the whatever scene they're on, I'm usually in for the rest. If I turn to a 30 for 30, I would definitely be watching it. But the idea came to my mind because of the whole NBA free agency thing and the way it played out on that Sunday afternoon where the deadline was, 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it was Durant's going here, no word on Kawhi. Kyrie's going, here. Kemba's going there. I think what they should do is Adam Silver and the Players Association should come together and agree that the entire thing will be announced on one television show.
Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable.
A three-hour NBA free agency extravaganza. And it could be like, you could combine it with The Bachelor, Heather, because they're both,
mm-hmm.
Disney, ESPN, ABC has rights to it. And, coming up at 10 o'clock, Kevin Durant. Well, let's start things off with Ish Smith.
Yeah, and you'd have a big audience, and Ish Smith would come up to the podium and say,
"And he'd have, or he'd have
I'm
a
taking my services to Washington."
Or he could say, "I've come down to Washington, Detroit, and Phoenix," and they could have the GMs there on the stage, bing, bing, like lit up, and then after the break, we'll tell you where Ish is going. And then it could go, progressively up and up and up. And then, and the last player is Kawhi.
Right. And also, Adrian Wojnarowski will be on a platform above everybody else and he'll announce it.
he'll tweet it out before it happens.
Well, no. See, that would ruin it. But he'd be like in some thing where he'd be in a bomb.
Can you imagine what the ratings would be for that show?
It'd be great.
I mean, it's like when Gov was saying that the NFL should do a lottery. Now, I disagree that they should do a lottery. But if they did, it would be one of the highest rated television programs of the year.
All right. I came up with three shows.
Okay.
Okay. Only one of them have to do with sports. There's one that's kind of similar to what Heather was talking about, the auto show. It's just called The Road.
Okay.
Where you actually, it would be reality, and it would have to be on HBO or, something where you could show stuff, what professional athletes actually do when they're on the road. When they get to the hotel and there's women waiting for them.
Scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, totally agree.
That would be unbelievable. I mean, look, I didn't experience that part of it, but I did experience the two play-by-play games I did for the Pistons, flying on that team plane, and you walk onto the plane after they play the Miami Heat, and there's Joe Stone Crabs at every seat. Just this great food, and they're walking around. Even these, I got, like, what, $100 or whatever, but these guys are making zillions of dollars, and they still get a per diem.
Yeah.
I'm like Abdenauer's down the aisle handing out hundreds.
Cash.
So that was cool. My other one.
Let me just say real quick, that's a great idea.
Okay.
I mean, I understand that none of these will ever work because no one will ever agree with it. But I love that stuff. I love the, you know, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, every now and then, like, the Red Wings will do what goes into traveling, you know, from a night game in Detroit to a night game the next night in Columbus.
It's crazy.
What all the equipment guys have to do, Paul Boyer and everybody.
Uh-huh.
I love that stuff. I don't know why, but I just do.
Now, this one is a spinoff of Undercover Boss, but this would be Undercover Axe, where the people who actually fire you, like the HR people or even bosses, they, to their surprise, they get fired. And see their reaction. Because their job is firing you. Well, you know what? You know, Miss Whoever, you didn't do a good job. You're gone. Undercover Axe.
That show wouldn't last very long because once they became aware of it, whenever it's like the when Chris Hansen used to do Catch a Predator. Yeah. You know, when people would walk into the kitchen, they saw Chris Hansen, they knew they were doomed.
Yeah.
If you walk in and you see like the cameras rolling, you're like, I'm about to get fired.
Yeah.
It would take away some of the thing.
That's true. And the other one is because I've always been, especially since my daughters went through this, and a lot of kids, parents go through it, called Accept or Reject. Undercover, not even undercover, behind the scenes of actual how they decide who gets into schools and who doesn't. When the applications come in, do they sit there and look at all the grades? Do they actually read the essays? Is it accept or reject? And how they come to that decision in colleges?
I would be curious to read an article about that. I think that'd be a really boring television show. I'm just trying to picture the admissions room where they're like,
you would have to really build off the backstories of the person applying and heartfelt. You'd have to build those backstories up to get you to, be into it. But
which coaches the parents are paying off?
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be fascinating as well. You know, along those lines, the videos that they always show on Facebook or Instagram or whatever of the military man or woman coming home and surprising the family, they should just make a channel of that.
Tearjerker.
If they can make a channel of Hallmark romantic movies and Lifetime and cooking, I mean, there's a golf channel and a tennis channel and a hockey channel. Don't you think they could make a military coming home channel? Because there have been so many of those in the last 10 or 15 years, and they're all good.
Yeah.
Like, they never disappoint.
Well, how about this? How about the backstory behind the scenes and how they set them up?
Yeah. That'd be good, too.
Yeah.
Then you get the backstory. Then you could have the actual reveal.
Right.
248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. Any inside draft stuff. I mean, if the NFL Network had access to all the draft rooms, and they even agreed with the teams, look, we're going to cut out some of the stuff, but we're still going to show a lot of stuff. I would eat that stuff up.
It would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nah, he didn't. You know, you get to see, you know, whatever player, Jake Butt, for example, he's X and medical. We're not even going to touch him.
Right. Or like when Maurice Hurst was going through that stuff and I'm talking about that. And I'd be fascinated to know, like, you know, you always hear about coaches, like Gruden gets there at 4:15. Patricia's working around the clock. Like, what are they doing? Like, I mean, I know they're looking at film, but it's like, it's hard to fathom how much time goes into preparing each week for an NFL game.
Right.
You know, like they do the 24/7 for the hockey. They do the 24/7 for boxing matches. What about that for football?
I know. I'd love to see hard knocks, but still.
But that's more training camp. Like, I'd love to see, you know, literally the show starts the moment they leave the stadium at the end of a game on Sunday, and then you watch them for a full week leading up to the next Sunday game. I would totally eat that stuff up.
Did Showtime do one on the Chiefs last year? I never saw it.
Like the week of?
I don't know. I think so.
248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. So we're talking about shows that you definitely would watch, creating shows. And I think we all agree on the same thing, and that is anything that's behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Love behind the scenes stuff. And I love 30 for 30s, and it could be about, you know, soccer stampede riots like they did, or boxing or whatever. I do feel like they have kind of given short shrift to hockey.
Yeah.
I believe there's only been one.
On Gretzky.
On Gretzky. And I believe that was the first one they ever did, the Gretzky trade. And other than that, no, they did one on the Russians losing the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, the kind of behind the scenes on what it was like to be the losing team on that.
We want wings abs, but that ain't going to happen.
Ticket text, showing the selection committee for March Madness. That would actually be pretty good.
That would be great.
Yeah, because again, you
know. What do you mean, Pepperdine?
You know most of the teams that are in. I mean, there's all the automatic bids, but it would be great watching them watch like a giant go down. Like, let's say you have a team dominating a small conference, and then they lose in their conference tournament, and so therefore there's another bid that's up for grabs, that whole stuff. I think that'd be really fascinating for sure. Another ticket text, T to Green, a show where four buddies who have different levels of ability who will do anything to play each week. They will lie to family and work just to play. The best would be the discussion on the course. Well, you can sell that to the Golf Channel.
That's interesting.
Because if you flip by the Golf Channel and it's not, you know, one of the shows or one of the tournaments, you either see Faraday.
Right, or instructional shows.
Yeah, you either see Faraday, you see The Greatest Game Ever Played with Shia LaBeouf, or you see...
Bagger Vance.
Bagger Vance, yes, or you see the Tin Cup.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. The key golf movie.
You know what's one of the great, most underrated golf movie? I don't even think it was in the theaters. I think it was just on HBO. It was a great book by the late, but great Dan Jenkins, A Great Walk Spoiled.
A Good Walk Spoiled.
Good Walk, yeah, well.
I thought that was by Rick Riley. Was that by Dan Jenkins?
I think so.
Oh, no. A Good Walk Spoiled is by John Feinstein.
Which one I'm thinking?
You're thinking of, I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Because they ran an excerpt in an SI after he passed away.
It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Now I forget what it was called, but I know what you're talking about. Stoney's The Road idea is awesome. I would subscribe specifically to a channel to see that. Excellent idea. That's from Jim from Where I Look. That's Stoney's idea that you follow a team on the road trip.
Yeah.
And you literally watch them check into hotels. You watch them go to the clubs. You watch them do whatever they do on the road. Would you watch this channel if it was a channel that showed, I don't know why I said when the arenas changed over from basketball to hockey and back?
No.
I find that stuff oddly interesting.
I just like to see it when they do it on the time lapse.
Time lapse.
By the way, the movie I'm thinking of is Dead Solid Perfect.
Dead Solid Perfect. Thank you. Yes. 248-539-9797. The Ticket Text 97136. It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.